Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
As a parent, you want to know, are there certain foods that you should feed your children? We know we're supposed to feed our children healthy foods, but are there certain foods that you should feed your children that are organic? Is it worth it to spend $5, $6.99 for milk, more for meat? Are there certain vegetables that it's more important than others? My guests are Dr. Joel Foreman. He's Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, and Dr. Janet Silverstein. She's a Division Chief of Pediatric Endocrinology at the University of Florida. So, Dr. Foreman, I'm going to start with you. There is a clinical report released about whether or not organic food is worth it for our children. Tell us a little bit about the report.
Sure. The clinical report was put together by the Academy of Pediatrics, jointly by the Committee on Nutrition and the Committee on Environmental Health, to examine these issues, mostly because as pediatricians, we get asked these questions by parents like you. So this was to try to pull together as best we could what's been published about both the potential benefits and potential risks of organic foods, vegetables, meats, dairy, and to provide pediatricians with some tools to help talk to families about those issues.
So what are some of the sort of scary things, Dr. Foreman, that parents might be concerned about that are in their food? I mean, we hear about pesticides, insecticides, antibiotics, you know, that are fed to the animals, or hormones. What are we technically afraid of?
So I would say that the most common issue that's raised with me from the environmental side has been this concern about pesticide residues in fruits and vegetables. Clearly, pesticides are used in conventional agriculture to fight off insects and other pests that reduce the productivity of the crop, so that, in other words, it's a way of making sure you get the biggest and the most fruits and vegetables out of your farming. And people are concerned that those residues might, pesticides might persist in the fruits and vegetables we buy and eat and get into our bodies, and then might have some sort of bad impact on our health. So we looked at that pretty closely by reviewing all the literature about pesticide residues and whether or not one could change your exposure by eating fruits and vegetables. And I would say, and I think Dr. Silverstein will address this, we went into this with a concern that we know that probably the most important thing is eating fruits and vegetables, and a healthy, balanced diet has great health benefits. And we are fearful of scaring people away from fruits and vegetables out of a fear about pesticides. But it does turn out that organic fruits and vegetables have less pesticides, not none, but less, much less, than conventionally grown fruits and vegetables as a whole. And there's some variability between different types, peaches versus apples versus lettuce, etc. It's also true, there's pretty good studies that show that if children eat a purely organic fruit and vegetable diet, measurements of how many pesticides are in their bodies go down. The question that remains is, are the levels that one is exposed to meaningful? In other words, does it really cause anything bad, or are we just talking about numbers that have no meaning? And we don't have a firm answer to that question, but we think there is some evidence that the levels that you might get exposed to with a diet of exclusively conventional fruits and vegetables that have been where pesticides have been used are at a level that potentially could impact brain development, sort of intelligence and behavior later on. It's subtle evidence. The impact is fairly small, but there is some suggestion that these levels could be in that. But no direct studies of kids on organic versus non-organic diets that measure those sort of outcomes, like testing on developmental tests. But there isn't a level that we think is suggestive of it. And so that if we were to say, how should all agriculture be done, if it could be done in a cost-competitive way, we think avoiding those exposures might make sense to some people, but not at the expense of eating fruits and vegetables, which bring health benefits which are probably much greater than those risks.
Now, and I will get to Dr. Silverstein in a minute about the nutritional value, but are the pesticides, Dr. Foreman, worse now than they were when, say, you and I were children? Did we ingest all these things when we were eating our frozen peas and the things that they used to feed us back then?
I guess the first question is back when.
You know, 30, 40 years ago. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not trying to show my age here, but, you know.
I think 20. The answer is probably yes. They were present all along. That's clearly true. Ever since we've sort of moved to over the last 50, 60, 70 years to industrialize large farm agriculture. In the old days, I think if you go back far enough, when it was small family farms mostly, for a long time there was not as much pesticides. It was crop rotation and mixing crops and hand weeding and all kinds of other attempts to reduce pests. But these big factory farms, which is where most of our food is grown now, definitely do, and for a fairly long time, that's true. You could say the same thing about, people might say about lead, and say, well, when you grew up, weren't you exposed to a lot of lead? And the answer is, yep, absolutely, the levels were definitely higher. But that doesn't mean that the studies aren't very convincing that there is a connection between even low-level exposure and some health effects with lead. There are no direct studies between organic and not and conventional produce and health, but there is a suggestion that the level of exposure is in a range that there have been some very subtle effects shown in young kids.
Okay, so Dr. Silverstein, based on what Dr. Foreman has said, if we're starting in the produce department and he's basically said it is important that we feed our children, you know, these healthy fruits and vegetables. I myself am an exercise physiologist. My children and I go into the produce department and we examine, we look at the different produce, we try new recipes. I encourage parents to try a new vegetable every week or every month. See what you can do with chard, with kale. What do you say are the most important if we were to go organic? In our fruits and vegetables, does the skin thickness matter? Is it leafy versus something that grows underground? You know, tell us a little bit about how that works.
I think that green leafy vegetables are very high in vitamins. On the other hand, as Dr. Foreman said, if cost is an issue, there really does not appear to be more nutritional value to organic foods than there are to non-organic foods. So basically you want raw fruits and vegetables are really healthy. The vitamins, minerals, fiber, proteins, carbohydrates, antioxidants are basically the same in organic fruits and vegetables as they are in conventionally grown produce. And so what we would recommend is eating a variety of fruits and vegetables, not just the same ones all the time.
But, I mean, are there some that are, if we're going to talk about pesticide residue, and if money, okay, let's, and this probably isn't true for anybody listening, but if money is not the issue and you really want, you know, something that is, and we're going to talk about why or why you wouldn't want the organic in the first place, but if you do, are there certain ones, Dr. Silverstein, that are more important than others? Something that grows up that gets sprayed or something in the soil? Tell us about which vegetables you might really say, I would stick with organic with that one.
Yes, and actually there's a good website that talks about the fruits and vegetables that have the highest versus the lowest levels of pesticides, and that would be www.foodnews.org.
Okay, so foodnews.org is where you can find that information, but tell us some that you would say to somebody, this is what I want you to make sure to, you know, I mean, avocados, maybe they've got a very thick skin, so you don't have to worry so much about the organic.
Can I chime in for 1 second?
Yes, please do.
I, you know, it's hard to remember these because they change, so I happen to be looking at it in front of me, and I have a little, like, pocket card on my phone to remind me. But it's very variable. You mentioned, like, above ground, below ground. I don't think you can rely on that or the thickness of the skin to know. You have to kind of check the list. It's not that hard. For instance,
okay, so hang on, because we are going to come back, and when we do, we're going to discuss even meats and dairy. So stay tuned to Healthy Children on Radio MD.